Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
First of all, All right, my main reaction is, I can't stand it. You guys know that. I did not think he would take it. I did not want him to take it. So that's pretty obvious stuff because I've been hinting at that for a while.
You were mad that they even offered it him to begin with.
And that's where I'm going. So put Grisham the player aside. I'm thinking about the Yankees right now. So the report from Heyman was that the Yankees did not think that he would accept the qualifying offer. Okay. And he didn't say absolutely. He said basically that's what I anticipate. And that's what the Yankees anticipate. Well, the Yankees were wrong. So the Yankees made a colossal mistake because, see, the two things at play here, Sal, they clearly misread his willingness to take that. That's mistake number one. And mistake number two would be dangling that with the possibility of him taking it to have him back on the team in 26, something I want no part of. I think, now there's still a long way to go, obviously. I think that this could be the first potential domino to a horrendous offseason by the Yankees.
Oh.
Horrendous.
Now, look, as much as I take great pleasure in seeing you in pain, I just got to admit,
you're an idiot.
You, knowing that that was going to bother you, I made sure to send the group text once I saw the news on social media. Here you go. Grisham's coming back. Couldn't wait to see BT's reaction and talk about it again today. As much as I love tweaking you and having fun with that, I don't think this is bad. I do believe that the Yankees, we talked about this yesterday before I even saw that Heyman report, I believe that the Yankees made that decision to slap him with the qualifying offer, assuming that there was a good chance he wasn't going to accept it. Then they get the draft pick and all is good. But in the event he does come back, which he has, they still have a valuable commodity. Now, is he worth $22 million a year?
No.
Probably not, but there aren't any good center fielders. I don't think he's a great center fielder anymore, but he's better than a lot of other options that are out there. And you still could maybe trade Trent Grisham. You still have a piece back that I would use him down in the order and maybe more of a fourth outfielder, depending on what you do the rest of the offseason. I also don't think there's any way that this could prevent the Yankees from getting Bellinger or Kyle Tucker. They just can't.
Okay, so first of all, as you know, you can't trade him until June 15th. So you've got to start the season. Okay. You know, you signed the QO, obviously. You know, you've got, a couple of months once the season starts. You cannot get dealt until June 15th. Okay. So because of that, they will now have to make a very difficult decision on, do they pursue Kwan now? Do they trade Dominguez now? Do they trade Spencer Jones now? It just complicates everything. That's my concern.
Okay, but what if they are the Yankees. They could pay him $22 million to be the fourth outfielder.
There's no way. Well, now, the old Yankees would have done that. These Yankees aren't doing that.
Well, that's then a different story. I still believe that they will go all in. Now, could they get... put it this way. They can't keep Jones and Dominguez and bring back Bellinger and trade for Kwan.
Correct. There's no way.
Something's got to happen. And that, to me, though, is maybe even separate from Grisham. But the fact that you're now paying a guy $22 million who was productive for you a year ago, whether you like him or not, he was. I would never have him lead off for the Yankees this year. I still would go get Kwan and bring Bellinger back. You also could then have Kwan in left, Grisham in center, Bellinger at first. Remember, Bellinger can play first base. You don't have an everyday first baseman. Ben Rice is not that. I know you want to get his bat in the lineup. The structure of the team should not be impacted negatively by a $22 million one-year contract and bringing Grisham back.
I agree. It shouldn't be, but I think it will be. Ooh. That's the concern. So, you know, we could sit here and say, well, they should do this, and the Yankees, you know, you know, we know how they used to operate, but let's work under the lens of how they now operate. And they're obviously not cheap, and they obviously push this, you know, very, very deeply inside the red zone. Do the Yankees always go for it on fourth and whatever at the goal line, or do they sometimes kick field goals? Too often the Yankees have kicked field goals in their offseason. So, see, here's the concern. What they're telling us by doing and by having happen what happened yesterday, and it was just so idiotic over the temptation, the allure of a compensatory pick. Like, that's what bothers me. But I think...
because if there wasn't the pick, would the Yankees have been interested in Grisham, period?
No.
Bringing him back?
No. Listen, the Yankees messed this up. Now, it doesn't mean that he's absolutely going to hit 185 again next year. I'm not saying that. But they clearly misread this. Because without the qualifying offer attached, there would have been no appeal to sign him for $22 million. There's no way.
Right.
They misread it. They thought, I thought, Hayden thought, the industry thought, we all thought that he was going to get 3 years, 4 years, 50, 60. You know, so...
He might have, by the way.
I agree.
I'm surprised he turned it down, especially with the potential lockout and all that stuff looming. He's now on a one-year contract.
Yep.
He might be, by the time he gets to sign another one, he might be 2 years older.
30, 31. Yeah, right. If he doesn't play well this year, now it changes.
Yeah,
I think it's a miscalculation on his part, but quite frankly, I don't care about him.
Right.
I care about the Yankees right now. So to me, the Yankees are saying, without saying, and I know there's a lot of business to still do, but people need to understand this. I think the Yankees are saying, well, we got Gerrit Cole coming back. We'll just run it back. We'll win the World Series as constituted a year ago. See, that's what I think. And there's no guarantee that Bellinger comes back. I think Bellinger's going to come back. I don't think there's any chance the Yankees get Tucker. Zero.
Right.
I don't think
they can't get Tucker and Bellinger, so you have to pick one. Which one would you prefer the Yankees get?
Tucker's the better hitter. Bellinger, I think, is the better all-around player.
I think we are.
I already know Bellinger fits, so I'll say Bellinger.
I know, but we also know Tucker's better.
He is better.
I mean, you loved him more than anybody last year.
Last year with the Soto discussions.
And now, because he had a down year, I think there's this sediment of, the bloom is off the rose.
Off the rose a bit.
But we're probably miscalculating that.
Well,
he is a terrific player. When he wasn't healthy last year.
I know he wasn't. But let me ask you this. Then why aren't the Chicago Cubs interested in Kyle Tucker? Again, these are just reports. But the reports are that the Cubs won't even jump in on the most cursory level. Like, that's it. They're not even going to try to pursue him. They just had him for a whole year. So anyway, I think the Yankees will be at the table. The Yankees will play a couple of hands. What a time stamp. When you have to grab the chips and pony up for Kyle Tucker, I don't think that they will.
You think they get either Tucker or Bellinger?
I do think that they get Bellinger.
Okay.
I do. But here's the problem. Now it's the same exact team as last year, except you're banking on Gerrit Cole still being Gerrit Cole. I also think Toronto's going to get Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Toronto's already better. And you know Toronto's going out and getting some pitching. This just seems to me to be a very bad start because they misread the qualifying offer for a stupid draft pick.
Even if I agree with you and say, all right, they misread it and this is not ideal, I can't imagine that this is going to torpedo the Yankees' entire offseason. I still think there's they have to make moves to get better, but I still think there's a path. Bring Bellinger back. Okay, that's one. He fits perfectly. Could play center field. Could play some first base. Obviously versatile. There's still a path to go get Kwan, and now your lineup changes completely. Now you're relying less on Dominguez and Spencer Jones are probably one of
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Them, if you get Kwan, is not going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to trade one of them, which is fine. You can't have all these young players. They're also going to have to upgrade, whether it's shortstop, whether it's third base. You can't run it back with Volpe, Caballero, Jazz, the situation at first base. And
McMahon, Rice at first.
No, well, that can't happen.
But I think that's what's going to happen right now.
Okay, but I...
That's my whole point.
Okay, what do you think would have happened if Grisham didn't accept that offer?
Then I think you probably have, which you could still have, an immediate deal for Kwan. But then I also think that you might jump in a little more aggressively on the starting pitching front, whether it's a Suarez or a Valdez. I mean, there's still questions with the Yankees' rotation in terms of injuries.
Yeah, I know, but that'll
Rodon,
get better.
Cole.
In April or May, it may not be up to snuff or whatever. You get the point. These things will improve them. So I don't think the Yankees, me personally, I don't think they need to focus on the rotation. You add a couple of bullpen arms, whatever, but their bullpen's fine. Those are things you could build in season. I would be looking to reshape the look of their lineup. And I don't think Grisham being here gets in the way of that when you could look at him as either a fourth outfielder if you bring back Bellinger, which you need to do regardless. You need to bring back Bellinger.
Yes.
And if it's not Bellinger, then it's going to be Kyle Tucker. Great, even better. Then you could have Tucker in left. Now, I would rather have Kwan myself. I personally, if I could have any move this offseason, I would rather trade either Dominguez, Kwan, whatever other minor leaguer, Dominguez or Jones, or whatever minor leaguers, to get Kwan here.
Mm-hmm.
See what's left, bring Kwan in, put him in left field, now I'm set. If you have Grisham in center, you bring back Bellinger, he could play some first. Grisham's not going to play every day in center field. You play him in center, you could give Judge some days of rest, you put Bellinger in right, you make Judge DH a little bit.
Stanton's still here.
I would look to bring back Bellinger, add Kwan, and move on from Giancarlo Stanton, and
I think
that makes them fit better.
You're not doing it.
You could also then say, look at the infield, and if you're not going to upgrade shortstop and just wait with Caballero and Volpe, then I would go after Bregman at third base and upgrade that.
But they won't. That's my whole point. Listen, we could do a show, and everything that you just said, I agree with. My problem is I think that what happened yesterday is now going to become a big impediment as to what they actually do. Now, I think Ben Rice could be a 3-4-5 hitter at some point, maybe for the next, I like him.
Yeah.
Do I want Ben Rice? Do I trust him immediately at first base opening day?
No way.
Not really. Is he going to be playing first base opening day? In all probability, yeah. Is Jazz back at second? Sure. Is Caballero the starting shortstop on opening day? I believe so. Is McMahon playing third? Yeah. Is Wells the catcher? Yeah. Is Grisham in center? Yeah. It's the same team. Now, here's the other thing, right? The Yankees, to me, and last year, the season that Grisham had, he was making $5 million. And he came out blasting. Remember, right. April, he was crushing
great
it.
Great value. Return
what
on
investment. What are you smiling for, buddy?
Oh, yeah, because you're paying him now four times
well,
that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So because Grisham started well, you're going to ride it out. He's making $5 million. He's hitting some jacks. He's influential early. And look at the stats. It'll back it up. April, May, some home runs. He was productive. Let's run him out there. Now, he happened to hit 240, which he never does. What happens if he's hitting 190, 201, he's a K machine, you know, can't hit lefties. He's not a good center field, in my opinion, anymore. And he's a zero on the bases. Now, because he's making 22, to justify the stupid move that they did, he's going to be run out there. Last year at $5 million, if he's playing well, you run him out. If he's not, you sit him. This year, it's going to be a different commitment to him, no matter how he plays, because of the price tag.
And they can't
that's
operate
a problem.
Like, if they do that, that's going to be a major mistake. They had to know going in that there was at least a chance he was going to come back, and it cannot torpedo, and I don't believe that it will. I don't care if he's not producing. He's $22 million, all right, big deal. You eat it, and you put him on the bench. That's it. Or you try to move on from him whenever you can trade him, which maybe there will still be some value because he can play center field better than a lot of people around the big league.
But real quick, when was the last time the Yankees showed like an immediate disconnect from a player that was had making decent money that wasn't performing? It took him forever to get rid of DJ.
But it's only 1 year in this case.
I know, but I mean, Aaron Judge is going to be 40 before you know it. We're going to look up. He's going to be 40. Judge's career is going to be over. You know, how long did it take them to move on from Aaron Hicks? This is what they do. And I know they're going to be good next year. I know they're going to be a playoff team. My fear is that this move was step one in not building a World Series champion, which, by the way, is something that we all want.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Allentown starting us off. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Really enjoying the banter this morning. Obviously, Trent Grisham is certainly causing a lot of fanfare amongst the Yankee fans, myself, BTU as well. Look, we got to look at it as pragmatically. the word I know you love, BT.
That's a good one, yeah.
You got to look at it from, I know you love it. Yeah. I also learned that word from your old counterpart here in Allentown, Tom Fallon.
Oh,
I
nice.
Way back to him.
Wow.
Yeah, I know you go way back. Yeah, so I used to work with him. He's a good guy.
A great
I know
guy.
You guys, he's a great guy. With that being said, gents, very simply, you got to look at what Brian Cashman said when he was at the GM and owner meetings. If we accept him, we essentially welcome him back. I'm with Sal in a sense. I think they're looking at it like this. I think that, obviously, for $22 million for a fourth outfielder is outrageous. It's almost unconscionable in a sense of, like, why would you give $22 million to a potential fourth outfielder?
Yep.
I don't think this removes Cody Bellinger off the table. Here's why I think that Yankee fans, and call me a Debbie Downer, I think Kyle Tucker is not in their offseason plan.
I agree.
Because they like flexibility. Now, this is where the flexibility comes into play.
But then they better get Bellinger. That's fine if you don't want Kyle Tucker.
Sal, brother, man, you totally took the next words out of my mouth. You got to sign Cody Bellinger. But here's why. Not so much for, yes, he'll be able to play center field, play left field. I don't think this shuts the door on Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. What this may shut the door on is, and BT, I'm not sure if you're in love with this as much as I am.
Go ahead.
You may see Cody Bellinger more at first base, whereas Ben Rice will kind of be if you got to give Bellinger a day off or move Bellinger to the outfield. But also, too, Ben Rice is going to provide more offensive flexibility for Austin Wells behind the dish.
Yeah.
Well, Sal just said that, Mike. Sal said that.
I know he did, yeah.
I like it. If that's the case, that's fine. Thank you for the call, Mike. See, I'm not saying that just because they now have $22 million on the books for Grisham that the Yankees are unable to sign Bellinger. I'm not saying that at all. But what could happen, and this is my fear, it takes one reckless / aggressive offer to Bellinger from somebody else where the Yankees might say, all right, now that's a little too rich for us.
And then what?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's why we talked about this last week. To me, it's very hard to imagine them having a successful offseason without bringing Bellinger back. And now maybe even more so. See, I also wouldn't look at Grisham as a fourth outfielder in the traditional sense. Fourth outfielder generally used to mean you're not seeing a lot of playing time.
I agree with that. That's a little bit unfair. Yeah,
well, now these guys are going to be playing regularly because there are no everyday players. Everybody's getting moved around and versatility and flexibility. So there is going to be room to get Grisham in that lineup. I just would not have him leading off. If you have him playing center field, batting in the bottom of the order, I think you're okay. It depends on the other pieces. So in that scenario, could Rice be catching and Bellinger be at first? Sure. Who's the left fielder is what I care about now. This is great. You get Grisham back. Whether you love him, hate him, doesn't matter. It happened. Now what? How are they going to get better? It starts with bringing Bellinger back, and then from there, you need to now get better. Because if you bring Bellinger back, you're the same, and that's your point.
That's my point. Same team. They didn't win. Toronto was so much better.
So now, how are they getting better? In my mind, getting better would be immediately trading either Spencer Jones or Dominguez, some package centered around them, for Kwan. Now you have a left fielder, gold glover, leadoff hitter. Boom. Mm-hmm. He's in place. You could use Grisham in center. You could use Bellinger in center. You could use Bellinger at first. You could move some pieces around. I still think you need more on top of it, but at least to me, that would be bring back Bellinger and go get Kwan. Now your outfield should be set.
Yeah, okay. So I think that makes sense, and I just don't have great confidence it will happen. You know, listen, Kwan's going to have a pretty robust market. Yankees will be knocking down their door. I would hope at this point the Yankees are no longer reluctant to hold on to these prospects. Give them Dominguez, give them Joe, whatever they want, except Schlittler and some of these young pitchers who would take them. All right, so I'm down with that. But if they don't get Kwan, I hear you. Well, you know, just don't bat Grisham leadoff. Hit him sixth or seventh. Well, then who's the leadoff hitter?
Well,
but that's the problem.
Yeah, if they don't get Kwan, then that's a problem. They have to find another leadoff hitter.
And that's why I say this is potentially the first domino to a bad Yankee offseason.
Brian is calling from East Mariches. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Remember a few years ago when the Yankees were compromised because they had all righty offensive players? Now, if you go around the horn, everybody in the lineup, minus my Volpe, who you could take, obviously Judge, Stanton's always hurt. Everybody's a lefty.
Yep.
Even the guys you're talking about, Kwan, Bellinger. Now we got Grisham. Wells is a lefty. Chisholm is a lefty.
Rice.
And Rice is a lefty. McMahon is a lefty.
Yeah.
Dominguez can't hit from the right side. He's a lefty. Spencer Jones is a lefty. Everybody's a lefty. You have to get a right-handed bat.
That's not good, huh? Is that not ideal?
No, it's terrible.
I know. I'm being facetious.
And they're over. I'm saying they're compromised. Now they're going to be compromised. You face Skubal, Crochet. They're not going to hit, especially in those big games.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's
so you got to go after a righty bat, like a Bregman. Maybe get a Bregman in. Plug him in the middle of the lineup.
Who's he playing?
Well, you put him in third. You move on from McMahon. Yeah, you move on from him.
You got to get rid of McMahon. He can't hit.
Well, no, Brian, here's the thing. I don't disagree. He can't hit a lick. I mean, he happens to be a little bit like Nettles with the leather, but he can hit. He's a great third baseman. But they acquired him, so...
It was another mistake, too, when you think about it. I know everybody's saying he's under control, but...
Well, that's the thing. We can sit here and say, yeah, get rid of McMahon. That's your... 16 next year, 16 the year after. Somebody got to take him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that there's no solutions to like, radically transform the roster, but other teams got to buy into what you're trying to get rid of.
But I think the big issue here, and look, you could be right, I could be wrong, I could be right, you could be wrong. I still have faith and belief that they're going to be aggressive. Will it be all the right moves? Will it be the moves that I want them to make? That I don't know, but I can't believe that Grisham accepting that qualifying offer is going to ruin the entire offseason plans.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, I wish we had the answer to at 10:20 today. I hope that it doesn't. That is my fear. By the way, I think there's a little wiggle room that it doesn't. I'm just presenting something that needs to be said. Yesterday was a bad day for the Yankees. To me, there was nothing good about it. Number one, he'll never hit lefties. He's a strikeout machine. I think last year was a contract push. He's got zero juice on the bases. His defensive numbers, people can laugh at me, all that Boomer and Gio, BT with his numbers. Yeah, at least I understand the numbers. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe I reference him too much here, but the numbers are numbers. And he definitely took a big step back defensively here. So I just don't think yesterday was good. Can they recover? Sure. Do I have great confidence they will? No.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Phil Sims coming up at 11 o'clock. So we'll talk some Giants, some football with Phil. Your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.